so
don't make me get
onto the news. Well, actually, just to go a little bit further onto that Republican thing.
Okay.
I have a sister named Ginger Kennedy, and she has two amazingly beautiful young children. Right, these two boys who are great, Taylor and Kyle. Right, but I hate children because they're loud. And they break shit all the time.
Sounds like you, Sean.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I was just going to say.
Yeah, well, be that as it may.
Not in my house.
Not in my fucking house, right? So they're like, Uncle Sean, right? And my sister, because she knows that I hate kids and I hate, you know, just because they're young. Once they're about 10 or 12, that's cool because then they can join a cult and they can be useful. But up until that point, they're pretty much, you know, kind of useless. They just eat shit, make noise, break stuff, right? That's all they do. So what it is that in order to get me exposure to these kids, because Dark One likes kids, right? So in order to do this, she sneaks over. She, like, shows up at, like, 10 o'clock, like, and then the kids are there, and they go, Uncle Sean, through the intercom. And I'm like, holy fuck.
No.
And they're like, can we come up, please? You know, and I'm like a big fucking pussy, so I'm like, okay. You know, and then they come up. So the first time they did it, I'm like, hi, guys. And I'm like beginning to learn how the game works now, right? So the first time they come up, now you must understand, Ginger is the anti-Sean. She is 7 years older than I am, and she's like, don't run in the house. You're not allowed to play guns. No plastic guns for the children, right? No violence. No knives, nothing. And then she goes over to my dad's place. My dad's, like, making them swords and machetes and shit.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, so the kids will actually have, like, you know, some kind of hope of semblance. But they don't, nothing violent. Oh, my God. Nothing violent.
Nothing says faith in your children. Like, don't allow them to see anything that might influence them because they're so stupid.
they won't
have any control. They'll all of a sudden become freaks.
I don't agree with it, but it's something that she does, and that's her. That's as a parent, you know, whatever. That's her call. So, but when she comes over to my house, surprises me and drops these kids in my lap. Ah, now it's on. See, the first time
re-education
she told me they were coming over, so I'm all cool. I load up Pod Racer, right? Star Wars Pod Racer, and this is the first video game they've ever seen. They've never seen a video game before. Pod Racer, pretty cool for a kid, lots of action, lots of movement. They think that's the shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no problem. The second time they show up, it's one of these surprise visits. I said, don't do this again, Ginger, when she comes in, and the kids are all, hi, Uncle Sean. We play, and I'm like, oh, hi. So I load up MechWarrior 3.
Oh, yes. This
so they go, they go from you know, running around and racing to, you know, the intro screen where it's, you know, war. And the guy's, and he gets stepped on by the robots and rocketing people and shit. And she's like, got this look of horror, and the kid's loving it, eh? And he's like running around. He's got the AC-20s blowing off Mech's legs, and they're like falling down, and he's shooting the Mech, and he's got this wild-eyed expression, and he's shooting the Mech on the ground. And he's like, yeah, kill him, Taylor, kill him.
Ginger.
And Ginger's like, woo! And this warded her off for a good 3 months. Woohoo!
Yeah, figured it out.
I was happy. She was happy. It was good. The kids were happy. It took 3 months for her to deprogram the kids. Right? So she shows up again. Now, what did I tell you?
At this point,
I turn into Christopher Walken when she comes in, right? So the kids are there, and they become the weapon. Right? The kids are the weapon, because she can't say no with the children there. Right, so the first thing that happens, I'm like, hey, you guys want some Smarties?
Oh, yeah.
Get them all wired.
I got the Halloween pack going on, right? Of, like, the Smarties and shit. So I'm like, here you go, guys. And Adrian's like, but she can't say no either. Nobody can say shit, right?
Because the kids will go,
oh, yeah, it's the shit. And I'm like, here you go,
kids. Because the kids will love Sean even more.
You know,
than everyone else is evil.
You don't want us to play with Uncle Sean, but we love Uncle Sean. It's like, I totally
why
love
are
it.
You oppressing us?
Education camp.
So it's like, all right. So then the kids are there, and I'm like feeding these fucking kids Smarties like it's, you know, going out of style. I'm like, hey, you want some sugar?
Here's a bag.
Have some sugar cubes.
Hey, try heroin. It's great.
I took some Jolt and I mixed some sugar with it.
The children are now vibrating so they get about high frequency. They're actually going through the wall.
So they get about two boxes of Smarties into them.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
And now these kids, to put this in perspective, but one is 4, the other one's 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Two boxes of Smarties.
So they got a good go, right? And I don't have any pop, unfortunately, in the house.
Take a week,
so I'm making
down.
That McCain concentrate, you know, juice, but I do that rave trick where instead of putting 3 cans in, you put 2 cans in. So the sugar concentrate of the fruit, like the fructose, is like rank. So I got the sucrose and the fructose going on.
Are there no Smarties in the States?
I guess.
They're like paper, like on Smarties.
They're like M&M's.
They're like M&M's, only with an S. Anyway, so
you've never heard when you eat your Smarties, you eat
it
the red one.
Could be a Canadian,
Canadian thing.
Really?
They come in more colors.
Anyway, so I get these kids, they're fucking hopped up on Smarties, so it's time to play some video games, right? And they're like, can we play Pod Racer games? And I said, I don't know. I've got another game. And they go, really?
Really?
And I said, those are a fortune, right? No. I didn't have it. I didn't have it. And I think I probably would have stopped that there. But I go,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I said, I don't know if you guys can play. She goes, no, we can play. I don't know. It's pretty serious, you know. It's pretty serious.
Give me the fucking game, Uncle Sean.
So I'm like, all right.
They're tart little hard candies, they say.
So what I do is I load up Quake 2, right? They've never seen it, so I load up Quake 2.
Give them Quake 2.
Oh, yeah. Quake 2. Because that's what me and Darkwater are gaming on. So I sit them down, and they're watching me play Quake 2. Yeah, just Quake 2. So I'm running around. I'm like, dun, 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 right? And they're like, where are you? I said, I don't know. I'm in the mall. Is this the mall? Yeah, it's an alien mall. What are you doing there? I'm looking for the bathroom, right? And they're totally cluing into this because they've been to a mall. They know what malls are. Why are they shooting at you? They don't want me to go to the bathroom. Oh! So
they're
I'm like jumping
people.
Into rooms, right? And I got on the hard level. I'm like shooting guys, and they're like, ah! But every time I do it, I jump in. You know, you surprise six guys. They're all standing there, and you got the chain gun. You jump down, and you go, boom, and I go, morning! And I start shooting. Well, that's all they say for the next 15 minutes. They're like, morning! Morning! Every time they shoot. Good morning is now a killing word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bye. Hi, guys. Good morning is all I can do not to swear, right? So my chosen swear word is now rats, right, whenever I die. And they're like, don't look down, Uncle Sean. Don't look down. So they're running along and say, oh, there's the big dogs. You know those ones that, like, run and they got the tongue out of the top of their... And they drain your health. They're like, what's that? I'm like, they're mutant wolves from England because they do genetic testing over there. And they're like, oh, okay. And who are these guys? The guys with the big... who fire grenades at you and are trying to kill you and they're always chasing you. Who are those guys? I say, those are Republicans.
Woo! Wow.
And she's like, oh,
mighty.
Mommy, the English wolves got Republicans. And I'm like, yeah, they do. Have some more Smarties. Yeah, fucking. Yeah.
Mighty.
So I'm like, they're like running around and they're totally foaming at their mouth. Shoot him, Uncle Sean. Kill that Republican, Uncle Sean. Kill him. Kill Mommy, Uncle Sean's killing Republicans. And they're just fucking eating this shit up, man. They're eating it up, right? They're just like, oh. And then I ran through Quake because I started on the first level. I got to the point where we actually got to the prison, you know, the prison complex where all the guys are like, kill me, you know. And I like, I better stop. Because they got, like, guys nailed to walls. They're being cut up with chainsaws and shit. And I'm just like, I could scare them, you know. Somehow, deep inside, there's actually a moral conscience resembling
really?
Something of a father somewhere in there. So I'm like, you know, I can only exploit these children as a weapon for so far. And then I say, you know what? They said, if I have some more warning next time, we can play Lego, and I'll play with my Lego Mindstorms, and we can build robots. But if you just show up with no notice, I'll show you Robotech, and next time we'll play Half-Life, okay? And I'll teach you all about how to strip and assemble MP5 and other automatic weapons.
Mommy, don't phone him.
Can we drop over to Uncle Sean's?
No.
Unexpectedly?
You know, Adrian is, you know, browbeating me like Bruce Lee with a pair of nunchucks over in the corner.
Hunter Orion wants you to babysit niece.
No, I don't babysit. If I babysit like more than one child, you'll get one less child back. So I'll kill one of the children right off the top in front of all the other children so they all know I'm
Respect.
Serious. So they all know I'm serious. Bang! If any
Who's
of you
in
little,
charge?
Any of you little bastards fuck with me, I'll kill you, just like I killed little Susie. Don't want to be like little Susie, do you?
What did Susie do?
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
You're
I just,
so mean.
I'm a bad man. Now
she
go to bed.
She came in the room first.
She came in the room first. This is how you know never to go point to bed.
You go first.
So anyway, kids are like, kill your brother. He's smaller, you know. Why do you get to do this? Because I'm older. No, you get to do it because you're bigger, not because you're older. Oh, okay. You know. So anyway, no, but by the time they leave, right, they're leaving the house, right, and Ginger's like, you know, grasping at her eyes and shit like that, because I'm like, you know, totally got these kids. They're totally wigged by this point. I mean, shit, you could take an 80-year-old senior citizen feed him two boxes of Smarties, a bunch of McCain's, and fucking play, let me get him to play Quake, and he'll be like, God damn, I'm going to go find me a hooker by the time he's leaving the apartment, okay? But he's like, totally sweet. So they're leaving. I'm like, okay, kids, what did we learn today? And they look at me with big eyes. And I said, Republicans are bad. Yeah, Republicans are bad. And up they go. And so you know they're going to go home and talk to Dad. Dad, Sean taught us that Republicans are bad. And he's like, that's great. So that's
you enjoy the kids are never seeing your fucking brother again.
That's my quick Quake babysitting story. So, sorry.
Quick. Okay.
Sorry.
Back next week, you get next time they come by, if they have warning, they'll bring Lego Meisters to learn how to build their own giant mecha.
Well, that's right.
Get them hooked first.
What we're going to do is we're going to watch Robotech, and then I'll bring out the Mindstorms.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Why are we building robots, Uncle Sean? Dun, 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 dun. Sweet. Because you can build a weapon that you can fire, jump 180 feet in the air in Battaloid, and fire all 30 rounds before you land on your target. It's in the rules. You can do that. You'll understand when you're older. Sorry.